Alarm bells are ringing across Europe. Once again, it's at the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic, even before winter fully takes hold. In Germany's oldest Christmas market in Dresden, traders wonder if the virus will once again steal the festive season and their profits.
At the moment, I think the problem is that the traders feel a bit abandoned. We don't know what's going to happen. Are we going to open? Are the rules going to be changed? And yes, on sleepless nights we think about the goods that are ordered. No one gives any information about what is going to happen and when.
Germany's fourth wave is raging, presenting an early emergency for the parties that form the next governing coalition. The outgoing chancellor issued this dire warning.
The current pandemic situation in Germany is dramatic. I can't say it any other way. The fourth wave is hitting our country with full force.
The fourth wave has tightened its grip on neighboring Belgium. In response, the government is extending the use of face masks and again making more people work from home.
The first observation is that the alarm signals are flashing red. We see that we have a very high number of infections in our country. We also see that the number of beds occupied in intensive care has doubled in a week, and that we have crossed the red line with 500 beds occupied.
In the Czech Republic, where daily new infections are hitting new records, proposed government restrictions on the unvaccinated have triggered protests by large, unmasked crowds in Prague.
The situation is truly dramatic. I am again asking everyone to get vaccinated. It really is selfish. These people who don't get vaccinated and end up in hospitals are endangering healthcare for other citizens.
A fear keenly felt in many parts of Europe where people are bracing for another winter of uncertainty. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.